Tom Berg here. Mary Perrin is here. Nathan Welter is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question I would like to throw out to either of you and to you as well at 772-7600. Because I saw this in passing this morning on Facebook. Someone was talking about this, and I thought, oh, this would be an interesting maybe a question to bring up. In your years of existence, your driving years, have you ever had something as you're driving down the road, have you ever had something just fall off your car, your vehicle, as you're driving it?
Actually, yes, my steering wheel did that once.
As you're driving,
my steering wheel came off in my hand.
Came off of the steering column? What did you do?
Well, I stopped because I couldn't very well go anywhere.
Right.
I was in North Judson. I was in, anyone who knew me back in the day remembers my old Mustang. I was in my 67 Mustang. Someone had put an aftermarket Grant GT steering wheel on it, one of the little racing steering wheels. And it turned out the screw in the steering wheel column was stripped. So I'm turning right from Main Street onto Lane Street. It was a vacant lot at the time. They're just by the wooden nickel where the flower shop and Connie's salon are now.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness it was a vacant lot then, right there across from the bakery. So I go to make my right turn, and, well, I turned a little short and wound up on the sidewalk.
Oh, man. How could you even steer without a steering wheel?
I couldn't because I didn't realize it was coming off, and it did, and that's where I ended up.
Man.
And so I was quite mortified, and 16, of course, and this was back in the day before cell phones.
Right.
So I couldn't call anyone for help.
Mm-hmm.
And so a very nice young man came along, and I'm standing outside the car with the steering wheel in my hand, and I'm like, help.
Right.
And bless his heart, I would have probably said the same thing. He's like, well, it doesn't look like you're going very far like that now, does it? And I'm like, thank you, Captain Obvious. But he put my steering wheel back on for me. I was able to get to work at NJ Foods, which was just up the street. And I called my father, as happened more than once with that car. But I called my dad, and, you know, he came, and I'm not sure what kind of baling wire and duct tape he used to fix it. And it sat until I got a new steering wheel.
Okay. All right.
But yes,
Nathan, have you ever had any experiences with anything falling off your vehicle?
Nothing that dramatic. Right? When I was in high school, we had a big Ford van that I drove.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, everyone else had their little cars that they, I had a full-size family van that I drove. And there was one time when I was driving it, and the rearview mirror fell off and, you know, just kind of came crashing down. And
that was about it?
Yeah, that was it. I mean, my steering wheel was fully intact, and the side mirrors were all functional. So,
I had one incident happen. This was back in the mid '80s. I was in the Army at the time. I was working in the public affairs office at Fort Ord, California, and they had a little radio station there, a little cable radio station that just went out to the dining facilities and all the houses on post. You know, because we weren't allowed to transmit because we weren't allowed to compete against the civilian media. So, but what we could do is we put together these half-hour public affairs shows that ran on local radio stations, you know, like at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you know, and we had to hand deliver these tapes. You know, not nowadays, you could just put it on an MP3 and email it out and you're good to go. But we had to record these on reel to reel and hand deliver them out to radio stations. And it was my job. We kind of rotated the job around. We had three of us in the radio department. Okay, this week it's your week. This week it's your week. This week it was my week to take the tapes out. And it was about a good half-hour drive to some of these places, you know. And I'm driving. It was a Chevy Nova. I'll never forget. It was the old-style Chevy Nova with the hatchback.
Oh, sure.
And the big window in the back. Where I'm driving down this long stretch of road. Nobody was behind me. Nobody in front of me. I was the only one on the road. Car started to shake a little bit. And it did that. You know, it was, we were just used to it. You know, it was an old Chevy Nova. We couldn't get a new car from the motor pool. We were stuck with this one until the wheels fell off of it. So I'm driving, and all of a sudden I hear a whoosh and a crash, and I'm looking, around. I've still got my four wheels on my car. I'm still able to drive it. And the rear window had just come out.
Oh, no.
It just came out. The whatever you call it. The
weather stripping?
The weather stripping. Yeah, there you go. And the trim all just came loose. I don't know if it was because the car was vibrated to death or what, but it just came out. And the window crashed on the road behind me. Thankfully, nobody was behind me. But the window just crashed into like a million pieces. I pulled over and I picked up the weather stripping and the silver trim and I put it in the back seat. My first thought was, how am I going to explain this to the motor pool sergeant?
Right.
When I get back, because I have to turn the car in, you know? And so I deliver my tapes. Thankfully, it was also not raining and it was also a nice day. You know, so that was nice. I'm like, wow, my rear window looks awfully clean all of a sudden. And so I drove it back to the motor pool. And I'm getting points, you know, from the mechanics. And everyone's like, what's going on there?
Right.
What's going on there? So I pull it over. And I have to explain to the motor pool sergeant, you know, what happened. You know, well, I didn't hit anybody. You know, the rest of the car is in great shape. But the window just came out and cracked.
The window fell off.
And I couldn't collect the window. I could just, that's all right. I have left. That's all that's left is the trim in the back seat. And and the sergeant said, okay, well, here's some paperwork you got to fill out. And it was like, you know, a stack of paperwork. I had to describe what happened. I had to fill out an accident form and draw out a little diagram. And I'm like, how am I going to diagram this? Because nothing really happened, you know?
So I drew
like from, you know, from as you're looking down from on top, I just drew my car. And I drew little pieces of a car, you know, window, you know, behind it, you know. I'm like, because how do you explain that? How do you explain that, honestly?
Right.
So, but the good news is out of all that, we got a new company vehicle.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah, yeah. So I forget the make and model, but at least it was newer than this junky little Chevy
that had the
Nova.
Windows falling out.
And thankfully, nobody rear-ended me. And that Chevy Nova, because as you recall, they were quite susceptible to blowing up.
Well, you know, those never sold well in Mexico because Nova is Spanish for lemon.
Oh, is that right?
Well, seriously, true story.
Oh, well, there you go. So anyway, that's my story of thing, and apparently nobody else has a story similar because the phones are just dead. But
no,
that's all right.
Well, you know, between...
Or maybe you don't want to talk about it on air. That's fine by me, too.
I was going to say, between your rear window, my missing steering wheel, and Nathan's escapades, maybe they're just too busy laughing.
Possibly.
I feel bad that I don't have a better story.
That's all right.
Everyone's rear view mirror falls off at some point,
Oh, yeah. But how many people have had a rear window fall out of their car? I mean, come on.
Steering wheel fall off.